Well, the next step is that today we are going to display the voters register across the country from Monday to Friday. And we expect that all those that registered will now go and reconfirm that their names, addresses, and photographs were properly captured during the voter registration exercise, and that they would also use the opportunity of the exercise to complain if they notice that there are individuals who are underage that were registered. And if there were people whose names are in the roll that are supposed to be dead or who by law are not supposed to be registered, if they observe that their names are in that register, they are supposed to object to our officers who will man the 120,000 registration centers where the voter registration exercise took place just last week.
Nick, does the Electoral Commission think that a week-long display to allow for input by the public will be enough to ensure a credible voter register list for the election?
Yes, it will be enough, because in the past, the commission didn't even use to give that period. But this time around, under the watch of Professor Akahiru Jega, the commission is now giving one complete week for that exercise. And we're inviting Nigerians to take advantage of it to confirm that all their biometrics, their photographs, their addresses are properly captured in the register. And those who were not able to collect their temporary voters card during the voter registration exercise use the opportunity to collect the temporary voters card. And like I said before, if they notice any irregularities, like persons who are underage, and those people go to this card, or those who did multiple registration, they can object, and our people will take cognizance of the objections and make sure that those whose names are not supposed to be in the register are expunged ahead of the April 2011 elections.
Now, will the Electoral Commission have the necessary time required to amend this voter list if concerns are raised by Nigerians before the general April elections?
Yes, the Commission would. In fact, immediately after the voter registration exercise, the Commission has been running the automatic finger identification system, that is the FIS software, to identify those that did multiple registration. And by the same token, the Commission intends to use this period to make sure that those who are not supposed to have registered are fingered out, and that at the end of the day, and 30 days by law before the elections, that is on March 2nd, clean copies of the CDs that contain all the lists of eligible registrants who registered during the voter registration exercise are ready, and they are given to all the political parties in Nigeria.